Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, welcome back to Raven Radio. We've been on hiatus for 2 weeks, partying and, you know, all sorts of glamorous jet-setting lifestyle stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is, what?
Totally. We were. Yeah, I don't know what you were doing, but I was getting in trouble.
Okay, so I'm lying.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't doing anything but sitting home in her jammies. Come on, don't her fool you.
Shut up, Glamorous. Why you gotta ruin everything for me?
It's okay, next week you can pretend like you're a rebel. I'll let you go. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, welcome to Raven Radio on this April 9th, 2008, Wednesday.
You had to check, didn't you?
I did have to check. Are you kidding? It's been so long since we've been. I'm like, hi, I host show.
You know what? I miss the days of the podcast where we could edit out everything, you know? We could go back and be like, yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah,
okay.
We're eloquent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know what we're
talking
about.
Look how hip and cool we are. We never make a mistake, and you hear, like, the blip, blip, as we obviously edited that section.
Well, today we have an exciting show. We've got Lauren Dane, who will be joining us in a little bit.
Yes.
She is a wonderful author and a good friend of the Ravens. We love having her on. And it's been a while since we've talked to her, so I'm excited to get her on here. Listener, the call-in number is going to be 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges could apply.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use your, for more information on using your computer to chat live with us during the broadcast and type in questions for Lauren, you can visit ravenhappyhour.com and then follow the prompts for Raven Radio, and that'll get you there. Or if you have questions, you can email us directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, and we will answer them in a future show.
Yes, and also if they're directed to Lauren, we'll go ahead and, you know, email them to her after the show, too, so she has them so she can respond. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we're done with our, like, you know, we really need that on loop. Just press a button and we're done.
I keep begging you, but I think you like making me do it.
I do. I enjoy it.
Do the announcements.
Yeah, I make zero effort to do the intro anymore. You guys notice that? I'm like, I'm letting her do it. Oh, yes. Okay. We got to get to the reader questions because we will totally digress again. We're that good.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I'm going to start. I was reading The Perfect Prince, and it had mention of men from other books I was reading about on your website. Is there a special order I should read them in? Where can I buy them all? Obviously, that's going to be directed at you, Michelle, because it's your book.
You had to start with one for me.
I know.
Okay. Let me get my brain turned on. I had trouble with the date. The Perfect Prince is part of the Dragonlord series. I have the futuristics are some of my most popular with my readers. I've got several installments in kind of an ongoing futuristic saga. They are Dragonlords, then it goes to Lords of the Var, and then we've got Space Lords, which just started recently, and also kind of parallel to that, Zang Dynasty.
I'd like to put in that I've asked her on many occasions to put a family tree on her website. She doesn't listen to me.
I've got a reading order list on my website.
No, I need a tree. I need a diagram. I'm not that easy.
I tried to build the tree, and I couldn't make the boxes pretty. Okay? There you go. Technologically challenged. So if anybody would like to make me a family tree, yeah, I'll send you a free book. But get with me beforehand, because I don't want, like, 50 family trees. And yeah.
I'll make you one.
Offline.
Why are they all married to Mandy? I don't know.
Mandy, you can't keep sending me family trees under different names. I don't know why you would.
Bob, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no Mandy here.
But yeah, there are 4 Dragon Lords, 5 Lords of the Var, currently 2 Zang Dynasty books, and 1 Space Lord book. So I'm not going to go through and list all the names, but if you go to michellepillow.com, click on Reading Order, and it'll get you a list. Or if you go to Browse by Genre, click on the Futuristic button, and it'll show you all the books there, too.
Perfect.
And now we've got a question from Mandy. Actually, we've got, like, 50 questions from
and
Mandy.
And seriously, we have to admit, we have been called out on multiple occasions recently for not reading these things all out.
Yeah, so we're trying to get to them. Quit trying to change the subject. Mandy, what's up with Loop Guru 2? We're not done. Mandy, I love Loop Guru. Will there be another book? I'm not done. Mandy, I keep looking at your website, but I haven't seen any mention of a sequel to Loop Crew. When is Book 2's release date? Please tell us when we can buy this book. Mandy, what? Is that enough? Do you get the hint that somebody wants Loop Crew 2?
Seeing a pattern here. And I can't talk. I can't even draw on air.
Yeah, I just grabbed B because I was going through our list, and I'm like, wait a minute. Mandy's like, you know, we're like talking about reader questions. I'm like, Mandy has skipped some questions in here.
Just a couple. Couple few, maybe more.
So, Mandy, what's up with Guru 2? I'm forcing you to answer for the fans.
You know what? It's hovering in the high 40,000s right now. I have the goal to hit 70 with it, so it's running in line with book one. Honestly, I am trying to find a good home for her, and, you know, hopefully I'll find one and everything will work out perfect and everyone will sing kumbaya and hold hands in the end, and yay. But I'm trying really hard, so it should be done, I'm guessing, by, like, midsummer. I would say sooner, but really, I am just lazy lately. So, yeah, yell at Michelle. It's her fault. She keeps interrupting me, like, all day long. I say, stop. I'm trying to write. Luke grew, too. She's like, I can't stop. It's her fault.
Yeah,
it's totally her fault. Back to you. But,
so
no, I am trying.
It's currently not contracted, which, you know.
No.
I'm sure it will be. It's brilliant. And
yeah, brilliant. That's what I use to describe it.
I'll publish it. Send it to me.
Yeah, no, I am.
Was that
I
too
will.
Obvious? Would you send me the book already?
I will actually, because this one I get so much email that I, you know, I pretend like I don't, and these people have to wait like 2-3 weeks for me to respond because I'm always like, I don't know what to say. It's not going to be the answer they want to hear right now. But no, I am. I'm working on it, and when I get it done, I will let everyone know it's done and let everyone know that, you know, I'm shopping around and trying to get it out there to them. So thank you.
I'll make her make any new announcements on her blog in regards to that book.
Yeah. Pretty soon I'll be like, there was an unfortunate incident.
For it.
Everyone in the Loop Guru world accidentally blew up. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, can we move to another question, please?
Yes.
All right. I got one here.
Okay.
I'm going next, dude. Will there be any more Red Light Specialist books and more Stop Dragon books? I really like reading about the Dragon Brothers and hope that the cousin has a story, too. We get this a lot. We answer it, but we'll get it again.
I think we did answer this on a previous
show. We did, I think, answer it on the air. Maybe they missed that show, too, because we've had some technical problems with getting them uploaded over to the podcast. So entirely possible.
The short answer is currently there are none contracted.
Yes.
We do enjoy both series. We would love to write more of the series.
Yes.
And if you go to alorascave.com,
mm-hmm.
and email their customer service and beg for the books, then they'll put pressure on us to write them.
I like that too. Can we just go with that with Loop Guru too? You guys contact the publisher, really. I got nothing.
And paid for. Well, I mean, that way they know there's demand for the books, and if they come to us and say, you know, hey, listen, we've got demand for the books, then that becomes priority on what we're writing for them.
Yeah.
Because currently we're waiting to hear back on Pleasure Cruise 3, which has been one of the big sought-after books as far as fan email-wise.
Yeah.
And so we wrote Pleasure Cruise 3, which we're waiting to hear back on, and we're hoping, crossing fingers, that it gets contracted.
Nick, are you out there, Nick? Hey, Nick.
Nick, please.
Kick Nick's chair. Yeah. Wake up, Nick. Respond. Yeah. Just saying, Nick. Okay. All right, we better move off this topic before I get us in trouble. All right.
What? He's your editor. You'll get in trouble. I'm good.
I know. I think he's doing
like, I just saw you out there. It was Mandy.
Okay, I think we have time for one more, and that's it
today.
We'll have to get to the rest, you know, later in the show or another time.
Why don't you goof off and talk about more nothing like your beginning podcast? Okay,
I thought that's what we just did.
Yeah, I think we're getting back there. Our beginning podcasts were pre-recorded, so we would just talk for hours and then edit them.
We would. We would have like 4 hours worth of material, and we would edit it down to like 44 minutes.
Yeah. So
it was
you actually
ridiculous.
Got a condensed version of the nothing we talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we would cut out the just, sometimes it was literally nothing. Sometimes one would walk away, you know, to answer the door, and the other one would leave the thing recording. Yeah, so you were getting, like, this hodgepodge mix of us just being dumbasses, basically. Now, we're more than willing to do that live. However, we're guessing we could get in trouble with a lot of people that way. Yeah.
Well, I know another point we were going to talk about was that the
She drew a blank.
Yeah, sorry. That we are thinking of expanding our programming and having on some like helpful research guests for authors and different interesting people that may not necessarily be related to the paranormal field, though we still love the paranormal and we want you all to call in, and we're looking for, you know, guests for that as well. But we're also going to look for professionals. So if you are a professional and you want to be on, I mean, you could be a nurse. It could be your everyday job where you just talk about what you know best. And
and we should also say that we did mention this the last time we were on, and we had a lot of people contact us saying, I know someone who'd be perfect for your show. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's fabulous. Go ahead and pass our information directly on them. You don't have to ask, you know, you don't have to pass go. We understand. Pass it on, then contact us, blah, blah, blah. We'll get with them. It'll be great.
I think we've got Lauren on the line, so I don't want
to. Yes, we do. Wait, I have to do the knock for it because it would be official, and, you know, we can't have her come without the knock. Come on. I can't find the knock. We'll test the improviser. Oh, there we go.
We're going to have to keep waiting for her.
Wait, I have to do my really, really, really lame intro. Hey, welcome to Raven Radio.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
Gosh, you're here.
God love her. She's been on the line since we started, and she sat patiently waiting for us to get through all
that. Yeah, right. I was, online, drinking coffee.
She's like, wait, I'm on the radio? What?
No, I thought I was just on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now, for anyone who maybe doesn't know you yet or would like a little more info, can you tell us who you are and what you do?
My name is Lauren Dane, and I write a few books here and there. Let's see. I've been doing it for a while.
I'm sorry, you said a few, and I'm looking at your Laura's Cave page, going,
I had a little moment yesterday when I looked at it and thought, I haven't written as many as I thought. So I'm just never pleased, apparently.
What were you aiming at?
I don't,
500?
I know. I've been very lucky, and I've been writing for EC since 2005, and I write for Samhain, and I also write for Spice, and I'm trying to think now, Berkeley and Black Lace as well.
I love how she almost forgot Berkeley. Does anyone else love Oh, yeah, Berkeley.
I was just
let her coffee kick in. Leave the poor woman alone.
I know. My parents are here. My kids are downstairs. I'm just hoping that my parents will be alive at the end of the hour. You know.
Oh, no. So apparently you gave birth to my kids. Okay.
Yes. Well, you know, people are always like, oh, my children are such angels. And I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't get that brand, so I'm unfamiliar with them. I see them at the mall and stuff, but I don't have those children, so.
I look longingly at them.
I know. I think, wow, good for you. Maybe
no one will notice if you swap out.
They would notice. I keep saying, you know, one of these days CPS is going to call because my kids are always, covered in bruises, you know, and I thought, well, then they're going to give them back in, 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, you probably taught them their address and phone number so they can find them.
I know. Damn schools.
I know.
So, yeah, I write across a pretty wide variety of genres, contemporaries, paranormals, urban fantasy, post-apocalyptic, you know, here and there, whatever strikes my fancy.
I want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite series, which is Chase Brothers series from you.
Oh.
I absolutely adore it, and I'm not a contemporary fan until I started reading books like this. So that says something right there. You hold me through one. You hold me through more than one, four so far, I believe.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Is there anything more that's going to happen with the books there?
I really had a great time writing the series. Mm-hmm. I love the family. I like to write families where they're, you know, humans or werewolves or witches or whatever.
Right.
So I've got the four, and that's all the brothers, but, you know, several other of the characters have family members, and I get letters about Nathan, who is Tate's brother. She's the mm-hmm. heroine from Making Chase, and so I would like to follow up at least with a couple of Tate's brothers and sisters and to visit back, and I do get requests all the time for me to do a prequel for Edward and Polly's story.
Yes. You know what? I love her. You can so see the mom in this book with her, hair. You totally see it, her clicking her heels, walking into the Historical Society meeting.
Yeah, so, and they do have a backstory in my head, of course, and it's a really complicated story because most long-time major love, big, giant, epic love stories like theirs do. I would like to write it. It's just a matter of finding the time because I've got back-to-back deadlines until mid-September. But after that, I'm hoping to... So you have to blame Angie at Samhain because I sent her a proposal for Nathan's story and she said didn't love it.
Yeah. That's bad, Angie. Hey, you know what? Angie's my editor,
too. You know what? I will publish yours, too.
Angie's my editor, too, and she's not loved several things I've sent her, too. So,
I know.
Guys, if you're looking for stuff from Lauren and I, email Angie.
Yeah, okay. She's going to love you for that. And I'm going to add on to you 100%. I have nothing to do with that. That's
we do. We adore Angie. We adore
her. We do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We
and that's
her,
why
so.
We joke, because we adore her.
Yeah.
If we feared her, we wouldn't talk about her at all.
We joke because we love.
Yes, we joke because
she's
we
really great to work with at Sam Haynes.
We kid. We kid.
She is. And she's amazing, and she makes all of my books better. And
yes.
I love to work with her. And so she makes, you know, she's one of the reasons why I love to write for them. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so as we've just made her happy, let's all send it
yes.
to today.
We should dub her princess for the day. Angie's princess for this podcast. Woo! Right now, she's probably like, bitch, shut up.
Yeah, she's like banging her head going, oi.
I don't know these two at all.
My authors have gone crazy.
Yeah.
I should ping her on IM and tell her we're talking about her.
Oh, no, let's don't. I'm on IM with her right now, and she's totally clueless. She doesn't know.
Yeah, wait till we're off air so we can get yelled at then.
Leave her in the dark, man.
Now, I know that today we were going to talk about one of your new releases, Stripped.
Oh, were we? Okay.
Since I haven't talked to you for a while, I need to rewind your release schedule a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about the next Witch's Knot book, Celebration for the Dead.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm going to need you to open that and then start reading.
Oh.
So.
I was like, can I read it on the radio? No. No.
Yeah, go ahead. Just do the whole book right now.
I don't think it starts out with sex, but it does. I think there's lots of bad words because, you know, I'm one of those people that writes those horribly, that writes naughty words. And
yeah.
Words.
Darn it, Manny.
You know, someone's going to have to write a letter about me. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's not a day unless the F-bomb's been dropped at least 15 times by me. It's really not.
Yeah,
and that's being conservative. So,
So Witch's Knot. It's my. I haven't had a Witch's Knot book in about a year. Last year was Thread of Darkness, but that was sort of a spinoff of it. So I really haven't had a true Witch's Knot book since November of 2006.
Oh, come on, lady. What are you waiting for here? Let's go.
Yeah,
snap to it.
Well, I just haven't had the time to
I know,
do it.
Yeah.
But I was on. I did a lot of contemporaries for a while, and so. But this one is about Minx, who is one of the hunters that we meet in Vengeance Zoo. And
I'm sorry, Angie just said stop talking about me.
Oh, did she?
Oh, hi, Angie. You weren't supposed to be listening.
Oh, look at this. What a great editor she is. She writes me and says, oh, I forgot that was this morning. See how supportive she is of me? That's how she's on the Lauren bus as long as it doesn't entail listening to me on the radio. I'm gonna remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm big.
Love you, but.
Right. I'm watching Maggie and the Ferocious Beast right now. So forget about it.
You rank second.
I know. I'm Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
Well, it's hard to pass that.
I knew
I'm
she was golden when she read one of my manuscripts, and one of my heroines said something like "Great Googly Moogly," and she's like, "You watch Maggie and the Ferocious Beast." I was like, "There's another mom right there."
You can always spot the moms when you.
Yeah.
Even I know that show, and I'm like TV challenged.
Yeah, when you make that and like Dora references and.
There you go.
I totally get him. Yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's Minx from, she's one of the hunters that you meet in Vengeance Zoo, and Connor, who is Aiden's brother, he's kind of like a vampire cop that takes care of bad vampires who break their oath, and it actually takes place mostly in Mexico during and around El Día de los Muertos, so around the Day of the Dead, and because Minx is Mexican, her family comes from Mexico, and she's there because her family was killed by these oath breakers, which is how she became a hunter. And he goes down because they've gotten into kind of a fight, and so he goes down to get her. So there's action, there's love, there's angst, it's
all the good stuff.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. So, So it was a lot of fun to write because I grew up in Southern California, so there's sort of a lot of sort of bleed over of especially of Mexican culture, and so it was really fun to bring in elements of things that that I really loved when I was a kid. So, so that's Celebration for the Dead, and that one came out last Friday.
And that came out with who?
I was excited to see that.
That was in Laura's Cave.
Laura's Cave. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've put a link up in the chat room for it, but
oh,
you can also get
you.
To it from Lauren's website. It's laurendane.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, right?
Yes, it is. LaurenDane.com,
okay,
and it's on my now available page.
Perfect. Now, I know Mandy was talking about the Chase series, which is from Samhain. And since
mm-hmm.
we were talking about Samhain Publishing.
Or Samhain. We all say it 9 different ways.
I know.
I say Samhain because, yeah.
I think most people say it that way unless they know like a pagan or they're Welsh or it's a word that's more common. But I get lectures from Anya Bast who tells me, that's not how you say it.
Yeah.
Like, that,
you know,
yeah,
but
that's how I say it. I might say it wrong, but that's how I say it. So,
I know,
yeah.
Like, Samhain, a lot of people are like, huh? So
yeah.
I just started saying Samhain because that's kind of how it's spelled in, I guess, pronunciation. just to make it easier. That way I didn't have to, like, do the whole explain.
Right.
Every time I say the word out loud.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I have to do that ugly interrupt for the phone number. If anyone wants to call in and talk to us today, it's 646-595-3998. 646-595-3998. And, again, if you don't know by now, that's a New York number. Seriously, don't dial. You're going to hurt yourself. Okay. Anyways, somebody's going to be like, that is so mean. It is also so me. Okay, we can also find us in the chat room if you go to ravenhappyhour.com. And you can hop on there and type a question, and we can ask on air for you. So, okay.
We do have Carolyn Ivey in the chat room who's telling us, well, it's wrong, so I'm assuming that our Samhain pronunciation is wrong. But you know what? Chrissy, we asked her at the last RT, and she said that you can call it Samhain, Samhain, and
yes.
Then she mentioned a bunch of others that I can't even remember.
Yeah.
And
you know
said
what,
they
Carolyn,
were all right. So we're
Carolyn
all
talks,
right.
She talks a big wallop, so I'm going to defer to her because if I see her at RT or at the Lori Foster thing, I'm afraid she'd beat me up. So I'm just going to say, okay, Carolyn.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to talk. You just mentioned Anya. Now, didn't you have a project that you just did with Anya? Come out.
Yes, that's
okay.
That's the What Happens in Vegas anthology that's
yes.
coming
and
out.
And may I just say, that cover is just yum.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It
I am
is
so.
Gorgeous.
I've had great luck with my New York covers. I am so thrilled. All of the covers I've received so far. So funny. My husband and I went to Las Vegas a couple years ago, and we went to this burlesque place called 40 Deuce. Which is a sort of old-fashioned, retro kind of burlesque show. And I was sitting there, and, of course, you know, you're a writer, so you know how this works. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I have to do this. I want a heroine who's a burlesque dancer. This is so cool. And I came home, and, like, 2 days later, my agent called me and said, hey, I'm thinking of putting together this project. Vegas is going to be the theme. Do you have a novella or any ideas? And, you know, that's how it was born. And Anya joined in, and it's me and Jody Lynn Copeland, Anya Bast, and Kit Tunstall. And so, yeah, they're all of our stories are set in Las Vegas out of a casino hotel called The Liege, and that one's coming out May 1st. So, and if you're going to RT, I'll be signing it. So I got my author copies, and I just sort of opened the box. And
are they gorgeous?
They're really gorgeous, and they have a nice weight, and and it's my, you know, and I just sort of cried when I saw them because they're just so pretty, and but it's really funny because every time my husband sees the cover, he says, it looks like a turkey.
Oh, jeez.
With the back and the legs like that. Yes, but I'm like, you know, don't even, you're harshing my little excitement here, but.
Yeah.
So, yes, so that one comes out May 1st, so yeah, so I'm really lucky to work with her, and she's, of course, I just think she's the bee's knees, so. So, yeah. So you should get it because it's fabulous, and her writing is amazing, and so I'm lucky to be in the anthi with her.
Yeah. And I should say, because we had to cancel last week's show, Anya, I'm very sorry. We're going to have Anya. She was going to call in and talk with us. She and I have Magical Seductions, which released already, I think, online and officially, I believe, on the 15th of April. So.
Yay!
Hey, Anya, sorry. We will get you back on. We'll get that scheduled, and okay, next.
That's another gorgeous cover, too.
Yeah,
that is
you know
a
what,
cover. I saw that cover. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we really like
well, that. Well, let's see. Catherine Fox, Mandy Roth, and Anya Bast. Magical Seduction.
Wow. That's
and I have to say,
is.
You mentioned like Jody was in the book with you with the Vegas one.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, Jody's such a sweet person. I've signed with her several times up in Michigan. She really is.
She's actually going to be doing a signing, I think, sometime next month. For Vegas at Paperbacks and Things, which is a great bookstore, by the way.
Yeah,
my gosh,
yeah, that's
where
we signed.
Wonderful to us.
Yeah, so Melissa?
Please tell Melissa I said hello because she's amazing. She, after Giving Chase came out, she actually wrote to Chrissy and said, oh, I love this book.
Yeah.
And I think that the second one should come out at the same time for print. And I was like, oh, I love you forever. Even
she is really a rare find. I mean, I'm not saying that a lot of small stores don't love it. They do love it. But Melissa sometimes will just go that extra mile for everybody. I mean, she brings in cakes with covers on them. She does all this stuff to have your
sign. I have bookstore envy for you guys.
She's really, really great. Yeah. So everyone up there, Paperback and Things, hi. She's got this big group of women in a book group up there who are just so phenomenal, too. They come to, like, every signing faithfully.
Do you have the address handy so we can send her the book?
I don't have the address handy. I'm sorry. It's in Steve, my GPS. I suck. I swear to God, I get lost going to the grocery store.
It's downstairs on my other computer where my children are.
We'll stick it up on Raven Blog for people.
Yeah.
So that they can stop if they're in that area.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay, now I want to hear a little bit about your story specifically in the What Happens in Vegas.
Well, my story is about my heroine's name is Dahlia, and Dahlia is a burlesque dancer who's actually paying her way through school. She's getting her master's in business administration at UNLV, and she's in Las Vegas, and she's working at this club, paying her bills, and so she's this woman who she's very sort of curvy and lush, and so people her whole life have sort of just gone straight for the, oh, hot body, so you must be kind of dumb thing. So she's kind of erected these walls between other people and herself so that she can just get through school and do her thing and be taken seriously. So she's dancing, and she meets this guy, and like all the other sort of moneyed playboys that come to the club, he hits on her, and she's like, yeah, whatever. And, you know, but he doesn't quit. He comes back, and she sort of tells him off, and he comes back, and he sort of worms his way into her life, and he realizes that she's something special, and, you know, he puts the time into it. And really, it's just about, it's not stripped as in she's stripping, but it's stripped as in being stripped of all preconceived notions you have about other people and yourself. And with him, she's stripped of all that, and it's a scary thing for her. So it's just really about two people trying to get past what's on the outside and get down to what's on the inside, because, of course, he's this guy with a lot of money, and he has this reputation of being a playboy, and so she has to get past that, too. So really, it's just these two folks trying to find their way to each other, and, well, of course, there's, you know, some hot sex in it, and it's set in Vegas, which I love. I love Las Vegas. I don't even gamble. I just love Las Vegas. So that's pretty much the book in a nutshell. It's a pretty simple, straightforward novella. It is not about a stripper who's turning tricks or anything like that, which is, mm-hmm. It's got this review from Harriet Klausner that really makes it sound like she's a stripper turning tricks. And so,
I'm not even going to comment on
that. I was like, oh, it's a nice, I mean, the end part of it's a nice review. It doesn't say anything bad or anything. It's just, I was like, wait, no, she's not a stripper. I mean, it's an artful sort of thing. It's really, she's not turning tricks or anything. Like, you know, she ignores the money people at her club until he worms his way into her bed. And I was like, oh, that's really not what the story's about. But
Yeah,
those kind of rules are actually sometimes funny. You know, like, what book did you read?
I know, yeah. So yes. So the beginning of the book, the beginning of the novella is up at the website if people want to read, want to get an idea of what the story's about. And she sort of tells herself it's just going to be a hot affair with a guy who she likes and she knows likes her. And, of course, it gets much more complicated because she falls in love with him and he falls in love with her. But she has plans, and he knows that. And so, anyway, I'm very proud of it because I think it's got a lot of complicated stuff in it. But it's in novella, so it was hard to pack it all in, and then I had to cut.
See, I love novellas like that are just, they could have been a full if they wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love reading those.
Well, thank you. Novellas aren't the thing I normally fall to because, as you can probably tell, I like to talk.
I get called a word whore, so I totally understand.
Yes. So, yeah, so I loved it, and it could have been, I wanted to make it a longer one, but I'm really pleased with how it turned out, so.
Yeah.
And the other stories are great. I'm sorry?
And the sequel release.
May it comes 1st, out,
is that right?
May 1st, right.
Yeah.
And it's currently available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
It is, yes. And
I'm on your site, I just read.
Yeah. Yes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I'll have them at RT, which I'm really excited about. And so.
Yay! Now, I'm going to take a second. Carolyn's pointing out that the audio is cutting out for her. Occasionally, Michelle has sounded like she's cut in and out. I think it's a Blog Talk Radio thing. And I'm thinking, hoping it's going to correct itself because she'll do just a little and then it'll be solid and I hear her. So I'm really sorry to everybody out there. We try really hard not to have these things crop up, but damn it, they do every week.
It's been actually sounding better for me today, so you might want to try to refresh the show because sometimes people on other shows that I've been listening to have mentioned that helps.
Yeah. I hear you cutting out now a little bit.
Oh,
just a smidge.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear Lauren pretty good. She's been solid, but yeah.
I think it's just you do something to my phone.
Yeah.
Like Michelle asked me questions about Loop Guru. Static.
Mojo. Yep. Now, I'm curious for Lauren, how long she's been writing?
I've been writing in one form or another pretty much since I could hold a pencil. I was on the literary magazine in high school. I always wrote short stories. When I was in college, I wrote columns for the newspaper, and my husband and I had an e-zine back in the days. But first it was a regular zine, and then it was an e-zine because I'm 100 years old, they didn't have e-zines until later. We had a 286, and we thought it was the hottest, fastest thing ever. In 2004, I went to Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, I'm sorry, went to New Orleans to see Pearl Jam and got this idea for a story. And then the following year, I ended up pregnant as a surprise and on bed rest. And I had a lot of time, and my husband brought home a secondhand laptop, and I said, well, let's give this writing thing a try. And actually, that was in 2004. And I started writing, and that was Triad, and it sold, and it came out in 2005. So I've been writing seriously since 2004, and my first book came out in 2005.
Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that book did very well for you, for a brand new book out.
Yes. It's. I think now, even a couple of years later, I think it's my third bestseller.
Yeah. See, that's phenomenal.
People refer back to it all the time, and I'm really proud of that it's touched people that way.
Mm-hmm.
I cringe every time I see it myself because it's the first book, so
yeah.
It's got.
I think we all do that.
It's comma splices. There's the dialogue. So I can't look at it again, but people tell me all the time they reread it, and it amazes me and touches me, and I'm very fortunate.
That's a mark of a good story when they read it and don't even see it like that.
Yes.
They call me through and they're like, what errors? What are you talking about? There was errors.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I think we tend to be very picky. I mean, the book is never finished.
Right.
Yes.
You always want to rewrite. You always want to tweak. And then finally, you just kind of have to let it go.
I don't. I try not to reread any. Once something comes out in print, I try not to look at it for another year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, then I drive myself crazy with all the things that I would have changed about it. I looked at Chase the other day, and I thought, hey, this is better than I remember. Okay.
Yes, it is. Why don't you go ahead and write a new brother that they didn't know about, some bastard one they had no idea, and he can marry
Andy. Polly and Edward would love that.
Yeah, maybe they had that little oopsie.
Yeah.
And again.
Are there four books in that series?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Are there four books in the Chase series?
There are four, yes. Okay. Yes. Giving Chase, Taking Chase, Chased, and Making Chase. And J.C. Wilder made fun of me in her way. It wasn't mean. she was making new names, new titles for me at the Laurie Foster event last year.
Are you going to that this year?
I am, yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will be there with all the Maverick authors will be there. So Anya Bast will be there as well as Megan Hart, too. So
excellent.
What other events do you have coming up? Do you have any other signings besides Laurie Foster and RT?
Let's see. Laurie Foster and RT and let's see what else. Oh, goodness gracious. I'll be at the Emerald City RWA conference in October, which is here in Seattle. And then it's pretty much going to be a year close to home because my husband started this new job, and so he doesn't have as much vacation time because he's, you know, has to sort of take mm-hmm. over this big job. So we're going to hang out. But next year, I'm going to try to do more. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'd like to do nationals next year because they're going to be in D.C. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, well,
and then I'll do RT because it's in Orlando.
Yeah. You know what? We went, it was in Daytona before, and I took the whole family. We stayed in Davenport, which it was too much of a drive to get to Daytona. If it would have just been in Orlando, it was perfect.
Right.
But we stayed in this resort down there, and I'll actually put a link up to it because it was so great for family.
Really?
And it was so affordable. It was cheaper than the hotel.
Wow.
And it was, you got like a townhouse. It had four bedrooms. It slept like 12 people. It was gorgeous. It was very clean. You had this big water park area that was not chintzy, cheesy plastic stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous, like themed like a palm resort. And my kids loved it. My husband, who is kind of hard to impress with things like that, was like, yeah, we can go down again. So I will stick it up there because it's really nice if you want to take everybody.
You should, yeah.
You know.
Put it up there so I can see it, because I think what I'm going to do is have them come the week before or the week after.
Right.
And then send them all home when it's
and it was perfect distance. Yeah, perfect distance to drive to Universal and Disney World when they were there, because that's what they were doing while I was at the conference. They were, like, at Universal every day.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I don't want them to go without me, because I want to go.
Oh, really? You know what? I went one day, and that was enough. I was like, okay.
I've never been to Disney World, so I figure if I'm going to
really?
Go all the way to... Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in L.A., so I've been to Disneyland plenty of times, but not Disney World. So we have my daughter's three, so she'll be old enough next year to really get something out of it. So
yeah, the perfect age for it, yeah.
Yeah, she's the youngest, and the other ones can do other stuff. So mm-hmm. yeah, so I'm convincing them to come the week before or the week after.
Yeah, and it was, I think it was Regal Palms, and I'll get a link up for anyone else that's going to be down there, because seriously, the place is massive. You can also rent houses instead of just townhouses.
Really?
And
this is in this resort?
Affordable, yeah.
Oh, excellent. And it had a kitchen and everything?
It had a kitchen in it. The townhouse that we stayed in was one of the bigger of the two options that you had. It
mm-hmm.
had a full kitchen. I actually took my mother and my stepfather as well to help with the kids and help my husband, who, God love him, is not good with kids by himself. So I took everybody down, and there was plenty of room. Nobody was like doubling up or anything. There was lots of bathrooms in there. It was extremely clean, and I'm kind of really picky. I don't know if you've got that, guys, with them mocking me all the time on here, but it was great. And there were some people who lived there all year round, like one of the men who lived in the one next door to us. And
wow.
he, you know, he retired down there, and he's like, you know, he's in his 50s, out there washing his car, talking to us, and he's like, it's great down here, you know, we love having you guys stop in.
Wow.
I know, it was fabulous.
You know, if you're thinking of going to Walt Disney World, one of the best times is actually over Christmas. The weather was great, and there were no crowds. We, like, got onto every ride right away.
See, mm-hmm. that's the thing I'm always worried about, because, you know, at Disneyland over Christmas, it's packed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like 2-hour waits for all the rides and stuff. So I never, you know, I mean, having grown up there, I never go over the summer or on a holiday.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, standing in line and stuff. But that's good
we
to know.
We did it in April, and that was not during RT when we went to the Disney World at the time. And in April, we were just walking on the things. We really were. And the weather was it was like 72-ish and nice, and it wasn't too much, and...
It's not 72-ish here, so.
Yeah. I imagine not.
We had
the
snow
last
week.
The first time
I went,
it was July, and it was hot and packed, and
you
had to wait forever. And then we went on Christmas one year as a family, and, I mean, we got in right away. The weather was perfect. Everything was beautifully decorated. And
They do look the park up nicely. They do. They really do for holidays.
Right. And Carolyn Ivey's in the chat room going, the week of Thanksgiving is good, too, for Disney World. The Monday through Wednesday before the holiday, it's empty.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird
how
things work?
Was.
Yeah.
Because I know we hit every single ride. And that's kind of how Christmas was, the beginning of the week. The weekend
are like, yes.
Yeah.
Do you go on like a Wednesday or a Tuesday usually? Because people stay for the 4 days, so they come on a Friday or they come on a Monday, or they're back
right.
on a Monday. But if you go in that middle of the week, it's usually like you can walk onto everything. We walked onto Space Mountain and
Yeah, so you're a lover of amusement parks and theme parks.
You know, I love Disney and I loved to go when I was a kid, and I love to take my kids, and but I don't like them when they're really crowded.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those moms. I like to have my kids in sight, and they're kind of monkeys anyway, so I'm always worried, you know, they're going to jump into something or So when it's really, really crowded and everybody has to wait in line, and when it's really hot, and I just get agitated when it's that many people. So I prefer it when it's less crowded. But ride and rides and stuff, I'm totally up for that, except for the ones that make me really sick. I don't want to go round and round really fast, like the teacups.
Yes.
like
the Whippet ride.
I'll ride the roller coasters. I'll go upside down. I'll do all that stuff. I just don't want to.
My husband is a huge. I swear he needs to be in one of those little groups that everybody gets a matching T-shirt and runs around together. Because we live 5 minutes from a big amusement park here, and of course he's wrote everything. We actually met working there. Blind date. It's called Screw Your Crew Party. You're supposed to fix them up at the complete opposite. It was supposed to be horrible. Yeah, I'm still married to it. But he took one summer and he dragged us all around to like every inky dinky place that had bought like a coaster and an old one and re-put it up. And by the time I was done, I'm like, if I ever see another roller coaster again in my entire life, so help me God.
Oh man, but, I love the way that amusement parks smell like first thing in the morning, you know, and like the churros are going and the pretzels and the popcorn. I love it. And
I'm a big funnel cake fan.
Man.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the shows they put on. Like, some of them do the little theme things, like you go in this little, like, Red Garter Saloon. I know. I go there and watch shows. I know.
Well, I'm not allowed, so. My family frowns in my general direction, so.
Yeah.
But
mine are scared
of
me. They're like, go in the show. We'll see you later. Yeah. Go.
Well, you know, with three kids, if I go off, then he's stuck with them, so.
Yeah, and yours are also at younger ages right now, too.
Yes.
Well, before, I know it's getting kind of later on the show, but before, you know, we run out of time, I did want to ask about, you have another series, the Wolf series?
I have two Wolf series,
And can you tell
Ascension,
us a little bit about those?
Ascension.
Well, that, but I haven't read the Wolf series. I've read the, you know, Witch's Knots and some of the others, but I haven't read the Wolf series, so I was a little curious about that one.
Well, there's one called Cascadia Wolves, which is I just actually finished a 4-book story arc on that one, and that one started with Enforcer, and the first 2 books are with Allura's Cave, and the last 2 are with Samhain, and so it has covered this family, the Warden family, and they sort of are the family that runs this pack called the Cascadia Pack, and it's set up here in Seattle in the Northwest. And the first one is the brother, who is the enforcer, and he's Lex, and it's about him and his mate, who is Nina. And if you don't like one true mate stories, this probably wouldn't work for you because they're one true mates. But it's not like, you know, they meet and they're in love immediately. She's trouble.
Yeah.
I like those stories.
Yeah.
You know, I like fated lovers.
I do too. I admit I love them, but. People either really love them or really hate them, so I try to say up front that they are, so people don't read it and expect to get one thing and get something else. But so she's off, and she's a computer hacker, a retired computer hacker anyway, so she's runs a florist now, and when she meets up with this really tough werewolf guy, and it's a troubled road, and this particular story arc has, there's a werewolf mafia in it, so... They're fighting the werewolf mafia. So
I love it when you have to say things out loud.
I know.
I laugh
my husband all the time about that. Like saying stuff, the stuff I do out loud just makes me laugh. But so that one. So and then there's Trimates, which is a Menage werewolf book, and that one is about one of the sisters, and that one takes place in Portland, and. Then there is Wolf Unbound, which is also back up here, which is another one of the sisters. And the last one in the story arc was Standoff, which was the Alpha Cade. And that one took place here in Seattle and also in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, and I've contracted the fifth one, which will start a different story arc. And that one comes out August 12th with from Samhain, which is one of the other sisters.
So are werewolves like your favorite paranormal creature to write about? Or?
You know, I love writing werewolves because I think I don't write a lot of were characters, but I love wolves. I think they're amazingly intelligent creatures. They're beautiful. I love the idea that they run in packs or that they're in groups. I like the idea of mating for life, of having that. You know, I think that there are things that carry really well into a romance or into a story. So I really enjoy writing them. I also think there's something really feral about them. That there's something, as far as a character in a romance goes, I think it's kind of sexy in a non-squicky way. Like, I'm seeing a lot of wares these days, and I'm just wondering, like, when are we going to see, like, a were hamster?
Yeah.
It's a were hamster, and he's hanging out with a were cow, and,
Mandy will work on it, won't you, sweetie?
I teased my editor at Harlequin that I was going to write something called Barnyard Tales, and it was going to have, like, a were-cow and a were-pig.
You're going to get emails for those now.
Probably. I get interesting emails quite a bit. But, yeah, so I really like writing them. And I also like I've got an idea that has some big cats in them, and I like to read about werecats, different kinds of big cats, and bears are interesting too. So,
yeah.
But yes, I love to write werewolves. But I think out of all of them, I really love to write vampires. It's just the market's just not really buying them right now.
Right. Which is funny because I actually think that in small press, they still do really well.
They do, and I haven't actually pitched a vampire idea to small press since Celebration for the Dead, so I haven't pitched one in a while, but I like to write them, and I think they're really fun, and I love the idea of wares and of shifting and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have another werewolf one called it's Cherche Pack, and it's also set in Northwest, but it's a different universe, and those are romantic suspense ones, and those are with Alora's Cave. And I get emails about those all the time. And yes, I will be writing more. I just don't have the time right now.
You need more hours in the day.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky.
How many books a year do you usually write?
I write one. It kind of works out to writing one every 2 to 3 months that's 100,000, between 90 and 100,000 words, and I can usually write a novella in about 6 weeks, including setting it aside and, picking it up later. I write about 3,000 words a day. So,
I admire that dedication. At one point in time, I had it.
Once you let it go, it's like stopping exercising. I didn't write a lot over the holidays at the end of the year, so getting back into the swing of things, and I had to because I had multiple deadlines that I had to finish. So it was hard for me to get back into it, but now that I'm doing it again and forcing myself to do it, it's easy again. But for a while, it was like every word. I had to unhook the wireless from my computer upstairs because I was like, let's see what's in my email. Let's play Pop
Avoidant.
It.
Yep.
Let's play Pop It for 3 hours and, let's IM.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and I want one more time to put your website out there, which is laurendane.com.
Yes.
And
we're running a contest right now, so everyone should come and enter it to win a copy of Vegas.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm so there.
Vegas is coming out when?
May 1st.
May 1st. You just had what come out from Laura's Cave?
Celebration for the Dead.
Okay. Excellent. And thank you again very much, Lauren, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was a lot of fun. And we're going to have you on again this summer.
Yay.
Yes, so we're very excited about that. So see, we could actually talk to Lauren for like a whole day on here. People just be like, my God,
stop talking about cupcakes and your children. We don't care.
Disney World. What?
I know. Yeah.
You know what?
Tangent.
And obviously, we've gotten enough email from people who are ticked that we've gone off of the just go with it flow that obviously it works for us. We should just keep going, right?
Yeah, they like it when we talk about nothing.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. And we just get off topic and, maybe it's because we make, out of ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. We're very good at that. Thank God we're still there. Yes. Well, thank you again, Lauren, for joining us.
Thank you for having us and for having me.
That's okay. We totally got it.
I'm the queen. I'm talking about myself in third person. Okay. Well, thank you guys. And
thanks,
I'll see you both at RT.
No.
Actually,
no?
Yeah, that's one of our next announcements.
Yeah, we were just going to announce.
This year.
Yeah. We're not going to make it. Yeah. So we're going to throw a pout and party.
All right.
Because we're pouting because we couldn't make it.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. But we will talk to you again soon. And thank you again.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
And everybody, make sure you go check out Lauren's website, laurendane.com, and you can do the /contests to enter to win a copy of What Happens in Vegas.
Yes. Thank you. Bye. And may I just pitch her
right
Ascension
now.
Series, too? She didn't get to. But seriously, guys, you got to read that series from her. It's great. I don't think that's the actual name of it, though. I know the book in it is Ascension, and but okay, I think I'm done.
As Lauren called us out on, we did have an announcement that we will not be at RT this next week, so we are going to throw a party here on air. It's called our Pout and Party, because we're pouting that we can't be there, because we love RT, we love meeting the readers, and this just ruined our
We love any excuse to party as well, so.
Well, hey, I don't know about you, but I'm still wearing the costume.
I'm still wearing the costume, and I'm still getting drunk, even if it's at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So join us here, and we'll listen to Mandy make a jerk out of herself.
Wait, how is this different than every other week?
You'll be drunk.
Wait, how is this
and
different than every other week?
Point taken. But we did want to say that next week we will be having a big contest. We're organizing it right now. So you can stop by the show, call in, or chat to enter. So you just go to the chat room. Prize will be listed on the Raven blog, and winners will be announced on the following week's show. So this is your chance to win some books from not only Mandy and myself, but we're going to recruit some other authors for it.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to make it a big event. So if you're one of the unlucky people who couldn't make it to RT, perfect chance to come in and get some books and have some fun, and we can all, pout together.
Yes.
Some of our topics for next week also will be, we'll be answering some questions we get from a lot of newbie authors or wannabe writers who
aspiring
have, like,
authors.
How to get,
aspiring authors. That one. Yeah, aspiring.
I was like trying to think of the right phrase.
Yeah, totally. Like, we'll be answering a lot of, like, aspiring author questions and things like that as much as we can. And try to help out there and give what advice we can. There's a lot that we just can't and don't know ourselves. Like, we get a lot of questions for, say, like, children's books. Yeah. So, we'll be talking about that next week.
Yeah, we'll do our best. And so feel free to email your questions beforehand or call us in and, ask. You'll be entered into the contest. We'd also love to hear from readers, and you can tell us what you do to support your favorite authors and what you look for in new authors to kind of give, what makes you check out that new author that you've never read before.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear from you as well. And plus, you get to enter a contest to win books.
Yeah,
hello?
Does it get any better than that? I think not, my friends.
If for some reason you can't make it to the show next week, we understand. You can still enter the contest. Just email your questions to us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Yes.
We'll try to get to all of them on air, and you'll be entered into the contest as well. That way you can make it.
And before we go today, I would like to say, because, we were doing all the questions and that from readers and that, and a big one has been Daughter of Darkness 3, Bella Mia. When is it going to come out? I did let everybody know. I turned it in and, that it was with the editor and edits and all that good stuff. I did get a tentative release date of June 18th. So I've got my fingers crossed that everything holds true to that and it comes out at that time. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I would like to point out that you have Magical Seduction that just came out, and I went to your blog this morning, and instead of the book announcement, I found a drunken monkey.
Well, the drunk monkey video was too hard to resist.
I'm sure you just didn't have time to write up the post and, do the thing to tell all about the stories, but I just thought
I like the drunk monkey.
I was going to go get the Magical Seduction notes for the, show today and, talk about, make you talk about how it was, for sale on Amazon, and I'm going there, and I'm like, a drunken monkey?
Yeah. Okay, real quick, everybody, Magical Seduction, which is a pocket anthology that I'm in with Catherine Fox and Anya Bast, has released at least online as far as I know. It should be in bookstores relatively soon. And it's got Web of Desire from Catherine Fox. Good Witch Alley gets naughty when she discovers her long lost high school sweetheart caught literally in a web of lust and seduction. You like my game show host, like, infliction there? Okay, then My Story, Solo 2, which is when Francie shows up after 5 years of separation to tell her beloved Dante, a werewolf, that she's engaged to a vampire. He seduces her with a steamy surprise of his own. Yeah, it's erotic, guys. Guess what that surprise is. Okay. Anya's story. Tempted by two. Not only did Miranda just learn that she's half-blood fae, but she's also got two deliciously muscular mates. Okay, I'm just excited now. Muscular mates. She better adjust to all the sexy attention before a vengeful goblin tries to get in on the threesome. So I just had an Iggy moment, but I'm sure Anya pulled that off because she's amazing. So. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm done with it. Look, I pitched. Oh, and I have drunk monkeys on my blog.
Your hits just skyrocketed. I mean, the drunk monkey. Come on.
They're hilarious. Oh,
I don't know if we ever announced this. I don't remember doing it, but it's possibly we did because it's been a while. You do have Executive Decision now out in print as well.
It was
an e-book.
Yeah.
And you can get to it from her website, mandyroth.com.
Yeah. And it's not something I'm known for doing a ton of. It's a contemporary, and the response and feedback on it has been really good. I was really nervous, but thank you, everybody, for sticking it out with me. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and I did have – it's always kind of sad when your books go out of contract, you know, or, you know, come to an end or, you know, become out of print. And it, you know, is eventually going to happen. But I have my first official book coming out of contract at New Concepts Publishing, and they have a last chance page for anybody who would like to go and buy books that are coming out of contract before they're gone forever from the NCP site or, you know, gone until, I don't know if they'll be recontracting or not. I haven't heard.
Yeah.
But
forever's such
the
a
books are
strong word.
Off. Do what?
Forever is such a strong word.
I know. So like, I don't like to say it. I'm like, forever?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Now, which one do you have on Last Chance page?
On the Last Chance page is Galaxy Playmate Sapphire. It was the first of the book. It is a short story, but all the books on the Last Chance page are 20% off.
Sale.
And, I mean,
bonus. Okay.
Yeah. Sale. That's the most important thing is it's on sale. There are a couple other books on there that, you know, I really enjoyed that are worth mentioning was A Hired Affair.
I really love that book.
And that was Lydia Brooks' book.
Yeah.
And Warrior Women Write a Passion. They are both on 20% sale, and I believe a lot of them are, like, short stories. So you're probably going to spend a dollar something on them. I'm not about $2.
Yeah.
For
can't be
a short story. For a short story. So that's really good price. If you're looking for something to read, it's at newconceptspublishing.com/lastchance.htm. But if you just go to New Concepts Publishing, you'll be able to follow the links to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And there are, I think, about 9 books right now that are for sale. So perfect chance to go and get these before they go out of print.
Yeah. Always a good way to find a new author maybe that you haven't given a chance to. Or.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very good. Well, I think that we've actually said pretty much all we had to say. Believe it or not, we're going to shut up.
We did it!
I know. But you know what? You should sing for us or something just to make it, you know, feel real. Yeah.
Okay. Well, join us next week, Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. We'd love to have you. And thank you for joining us at the Raven.
All right. Bye-bye.